Now, hundreds of thousands of Syrian refugees are struggling with the bitter cold in Lebanon and Jordan as winter storms and blizzards send temperatures plummeting in the Middle East. Here's a report.
The refugees displaced by the conflict in Syria are now facing a fresh misery caused by Mother Nature. This Syrian man is removing snow from the tents in a refugee camp in Lebanon's Bekaa Valley. The mountainous area has been blanketed with snow, with severe winter blizzards bringing temperatures to as low as minus 7 degrees centigrade. The refugees are trapped in their makeshift tents. They're struggling to keep warm, huddling around wood-burning stoves. Some of them have already run out of fuel, and they don't have any wood to burn.
Come and see. Our tent is destroyed. We don't have fuel. We have nothing.
The blankets we have are not providing heat. The blankets we received are so tenuous. We need real blankets and fuel and heaters.
These images show two Syrian kids who died of cold earlier this week in the Sheba region of southern Lebanon. So far, the cold snap has claimed the lives of at least three Syrian refugees. This is while the UN Refugee Agency has already started a winter program to support the refugees. The UNHCR warns against serious problems in providing the refugees with basic supplies, including fuel. It has also expressed concern about the tents in the refugee camp in the Bekaa Valley. The UNHCR warned that Syrian refugees do not have access to clean water. The Syrian refugees in Jordan are also facing precarious conditions. Snowfall has blanketed the Jerash, Erbid, and Ajloun refugee camps where temperatures have fallen below zero. The war in Syria has left nearly 3 million refugees and claimed over 200,000 lives. With the refugee crisis lingering on, the Syrians have pinned their hopes on international donations. The UNHCR has also warned of dire consequences unless its $3.74 billion program across the region is funded to save lives.